With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A second shipment of aid to Palestinians in Gaza, where concerns about hunger and a possible famine are soaring.
Off the coast of the Cypriot port of Larnaca, a large ship carrying aid could be seen on the horizon. It's one of three vessels heading in a convoy carrying 400 tons of food and other supplies for Gaza. World Central Kitchen said the vessels and a barge were carrying ready-to-eat items like rice and canned vegetables that were enough to prepare more than 1 million meals. The United Nations and partners have warned that famine could occur in devastated, largely isolated northern Gaza as early as this month. Humanitarian officials say deliveries by sea and air are not enough and that Israel must allow for more aid by road. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, the United States is dismissing as nonsense Russia's allegation Ukraine was involved in last week's deadly Moscow attack.
The White House said it is abundantly clear that the Islamic State was solely responsible for the concert hall attack that claimed more than 140 lives. National Security spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. even tried to help prevent the terrorist attack. He told reporters that the U.S. passed to Russian security services a written warning of an extremist attack on large gatherings in Moscow. Kirby said it was one of many such warnings provided in advance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The theft of sensitive information belonging to millions of AT&T's current and former customers has been recently discovered online on the dark web. In a weekend announcement addressing the data breach, AT&T said that's where they found a data set that contained information including some social security numbers and passcodes for about 7.5 million current account holders and nearly 66 million former account holders. SRN News. Franklin Graham's getting ready to travel again.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a gospel festival in Poland next month. Thousands are expected to gather in the city of Krakow on April 13th to hear Graham preach and Christian music stars such as Michael W. Smith perform. The leader of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association has already visited Mexico City this year and has a gospel festival slated for September in Italy. Other foreign trips may be added to his schedule later. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another raid on a house church in China. International Christian Concern reports police in Anhui province arrested nearly 20 people in the raid, the second assault on the congregation in 8 weeks. It's officially illegal to worship outside of a state-controlled church in China, and the Communist Party is in the midst of a new crackdown on believers. House church raids usually result in arrests and confiscations of Bibles. This is SRN News. Japanese government health officials have raided a factory that produces health supplements. They say have killed at least 5 people and hospitalized more than 100 others. The latest we get from the BBC's Michael Duncan.
The factory was closed in December, but the government said it decided to carry out the inspection because of the scale of the health problems linked to the supplements. Nearly 700 people in Japan have undergone or have requested treatment. More than 100 are in hospital. And the scandal has spread abroad, with a woman in Taiwan hospitalized with acute kidney failure. Kobayashi says a chemical caused by blue mold may be the source of the problem, but the company's been criticized for waiting until last week to make its concerns public.
Kobayashi Pharmaceutical, based in the western city of Osaka, said about 1 million packages were sold over the past 3 fiscal years. Reports of health problems surfaced in 2023. More at SRNnews.com.